Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Clarissa.
Hi.
Hi. So you're looking for Greg?
Yeah, he has totally ghosted me, not calling me back, responding to texts, nothing.
Uh-oh. How did you get up?
Okay, honestly, I don't think I did anything.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, but...
but
the deal is, I did take him to a party with, like, it's mostly my friends. He didn't really know people, and it's possible someone said something to him.
Mm-hmm.
I do have one friend in particular who I love, but she is known for kind of being a bitch to, like, the boyfriends of our friends and stuff.
Damn.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I made sure they were never alone together, but I don't know. Maybe she cornered him. I don't know. But
yeah.
But I didn't do anything.
Okay. Well, no, that's good, because if it wasn't you, if it was just something like one of your friends, especially if it's like that friend who, everyone has that friend who you kind of, you know, you're like, please, can you behave and not be an asshole? I have plenty of those friends, but, okay, so if it's that, then it'll be easy, because you'll just be like, well, explain to Greg, hey, listen, Greg, you know, you have one of those friends, so let's just, you know, now we're even. And we'll keep, you know, or maybe we'll let his friend talk to you or whatever, and then you could be even, and then we'll go out another date. It'll be all good. Okay, so, but one more time. Are you sure you keep stressing that you didn't do anything? Are you positive about that?
I didn't do anything, and I did notice throughout the night that, like, his, like, vibe kind of shifted, you know? And, like, I remember even, like, asking him if everything was cool, and he said yes. He was just tired.
Yeah.
But, you know, now I haven't heard from him, so.
All right. I'm gonna go with your piece of shit friend. Cornered him at some point. Okay, so stay. We're gonna call him next. All right, Clarissa.
Okay, get all him.
Hello.
Hi, is this Greg?
Yeah, this is my Uber Eats driver. You just leave it up front.
What? No, Greg, this is Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. Sorry for waking you up. We're calling you from Hot.
Driving team. I've never heard of that.
No. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain really quick? It's a. Greg,
you guys can do this later, right?
No. This is really, really quick. So basically, I gotta explain this. So, okay, somebody wants to go on a date with you. They called us up. We're calling from a radio station, and we hook up dates. So I'm going to tell you the girl's name, and if you agree to a date, we'll pay for the restaurant and the drinks and all that stuff. So if you say yes, we'll let you tell us when you're free, and we'll pay for everything, and then you can go back to bed. Did you understand that?
I guess kind of. You're paying for something or whatever.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So, okay, listen. Clarissa called us up, and she said that she would love to go on a date with you. Now you're awake. Okay. Okay, so...
Did you ever have a PTSD moment just shake you to your core?
That bad, huh?
Is that a no to seeing Clarissa again, or is that a yes?
I'm hoping I never even have to hear the name Clarissa mentioned or meet anyone by the name ever again. Like, nah, that's cool.
Can you explain? Because she said that one of her friends is kind of a piece of shit, and if she was mean to you, Clarissa apologizes, and she just does that to everybody.
I mean, I know this is like Uber driver radio or whatever, but like this girl is fucked up. Okay. Like I don't want to talk to her. I don't want to be in the same vicinity of her. If I could stay a zip code away, that would be like preferred. But man, this girl, maniacal.
What did she do? She said she was fine at the party.
I mean, she was fine at the party, but like, if you make a mistake around this girl, I'm just not trying to like be in her crosshairs if she's seeing red, you know?
I don't know what you're talking about. Can you explain?
Yeah, you got to be a little more specific.
So like the last time we hung out, we were at this party, friends seemed cool, and her one friend, Samantha, I think her name is, she was telling me she's a great girlfriend, she's really awesome, but like if you cross her, then you better watch her back because she's going to set your world on fire.
Okay. Like, what do you mean? Like key your car or like literally set something on fire?
key your car is like kids stuff, and setting things on fire, that's just a fun weekend. But yeah. I'm saying like, all right, her friend Samantha told me that her last boyfriend cheated on her.
Yeah.
Not cool. But what she did is she found his two best friends and slept with them. And then told the guy, and then broke up with him. Like,
wait,
she had a picture and everything she showed him. It was just like, I have a lot of really good friends I don't want to have to lose.
Yeah. So okay. So she had sex with two of his best friends after he cheated on her.
And that's what Samantha told me. No, not separately. It was a threesome. The devil's threesome. Okay.
The devil's. What? Okay, hold on.
Eiffel Tower. The whole thing.
Maybe it's. Okay, wait, listen. You might want to wake up for this one, Greg, because Clarissa's on the phone. Clarissa.
Hey.
Clarissa, are you still there?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, God. All right.
So.
I do have to go. I think my Uber is
here. No. Well, maybe it's not true. Clarissa, is what your friend Samantha said true?
I mean, yeah, don't f*** with me and you won't have to worry.
Wow.
So, as long as he doesn't f*** with you, you won't f*** two of his friends at the same time? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, listen, when you cheat on somebody, like, they might do something you don't like. Like, that's not crazy.
My problem is I don't know what the line for like making a mistake is. Like, I forget your birthday, you jerk off a cousin of mine, you know, like I'm late for dinner, you get finger banged by a distant relative, like a basketball team member. Like,
I mean,
what is the
dude, that is like a massive leap to make. Like, my ex was a piece of shit. He was abusive, he cheated on me, and like genuinely just a terrible person, and like, so what?
So you're supposed to be a more terrible person, like, to respond? Like, does that make sense to you? Like, you kill my dog, I kill two of your dogs. Like, that sounds psychotic.
I didn't kill anyone. I had sex with two people. Like, threesomes are fun. I don't know why.
Okay.
I'm like, sure they are, but not when it's on a fight.
Say that, like, keying his car would be better. Like, no, I didn't destroy his property. I had a great night with two hot dudes. Like, after he cheated on me multiple times, I don't know what you're getting at. Like, you are the one that sounds crazy right now.
Code of Hammurabi? Like, what the are you talking about?
Listen, every relationship, if you really think about it, is like a cold war. Like, you both have nukes.
Okay.
You're just not using them. Okay. So as long as, maybe, okay, how about this? Greg, you go out with Clarissa again, and you said that you're not sure, like, what the line is. Maybe she could explain to you, like, what not to do. Because, honestly, her getting cheated, once somebody cheats in a relationship, I think you could do whatever the hell you want to get them back. Maybe, Clarissa, you could explain to Greg what things you consider unacceptable. And then you guys can continue the relationship. What do you think, Greg?
I mean, it's really not that hard to figure out. It's common sense. You don't cheat on people. You don't be a piece of shit. Like, you're acting like I'm a crazy person. Like, oh, no, he, like, broke an egg and I f***ed his friends. Like, no, this man cheated on me. This man was a piece of shit. Like, you're acting crazy right now, honestly.
I don't want to have to bring, like, a flow chart of, like, choose your own adventure for terrible.
I'm sorry, you don't know what the difference between, like, being a good person and what isn't is, but, like, I don't have time.
The girl is f***ed her boyfriend's two friends. Yeah, no. It sounds like you have it all figured out.
Greg, do you not trust yourself to be a good person when you're with Clarissa? Is that what it is?
It's not that I don't trust myself. It's just I don't want to be looking behind my back the entire time. And Jesus. I guess looking behind her back to see if there's anyone else behind
it. Oh, my God.
So that's a no?
That's a no, yeah.
Okay. You can go back to bed now. I guess we're done.
Well, this was better than coffee for me. Thanks a lot.
He's being such a pussy. I'm
the second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. getupcrew@hot969boston.com.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.